And now WRC presents Memos from Management. I'm sure that all of us who work in an office have at one time received inter-office memos. We at WRC are no different. And so now we'd like to share with you some of our Memos from Management. First of all, Memo 643A to all station engineers from Johnny Rogers, Chief Engineer.
It is believed that some of the engineers on the weekend shift have been bringing their own lunch to work with them because the cafeteria is not open on the weekend. We have no objection to this under normal circumstances. However, a situation has developed that has become most deplorable. Last week, the maintenance crew were checking out tubes in the transmitter, and the following items were discovered. 4 egg salad sandwiches on whole wheat, 2 cans of Campbell's pork and beans, a dish of half-eaten lasagna, and a bowl of chili. If you insist on having a hot lunch, please use a hot plate, which can be obtained from the building engineer. Yours for cleaner broadcasting, J.R.
And now, Memo 81X to all employees from the program director.
Please disregard previous memo number 131-R. Respectfully, Freddie Stewart.
After extensive research, we found that there never was a memo 131-R. Finally, memo 1776, entitled That's the Spirit, to all employees from the personnel director.
This office would like to thank all of their employees for cooperating in the recent attempt to shorten lunch hours. The signing out and signing in with your supervisor when you go to lunch has aided the personnel department greatly in keeping its employees' records straight. This new system ensures repetition of the incident that took place a few years back, when an employee was thought to be out for lunch one afternoon when he left at 1 o'clock on February 3rd, 1941, and didn't return until 2:30 on February 16th, 1946. Only recently was it discovered that he had been drafted and was on military leave of absence. Thank you.
Join us in the near future when once again we shall present Memos from Management.